我们现在看箴言的第十章。
Let's first turn to Proverbs 10.
箴言第十章。
Proverbs 10.
22节。
Proverbs 10, verse 22.Verse 22, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
这个说神所赐的福让人富足，不加上忧虑。我们在世界上的福啊，很少富足，但不加上忧虑。
The blessing that from the Lord makes us rich, but there's no sorrow with it.
在世界上，差不多每一个所谓的福气，都有忧虑在里面。
And the blessing of the world, also includes some kind of sorrow.
钱赚多了，里面有很多的忧愁。
When you gain a lot of money, in it, comes worries and sorrows.
地位高了，也很多的压力忧愁。
And when your position status is high, it also brings about a lot of pressure and sorrows.
那圣经说，知识增加，教育高了，忧伤也增加。
The Bible also says that when our knowledge increases, it also adds sorrow.
所以这个世界上的福真的都带有忧愁。
So these secular blessings in the world brings about sorrows with it.
但是神赐的福不加上忧虑。
But here it says the blessing of the Lord adds no sorrow.
好，那我们现在就来看这个诗篇里面讲神赐的福是什么。那为什么里面没有忧愁
？And so we will study in Psalms what kind of blessing is from the Lord and why there is no sorrow with it.
好，我们先来看诗篇三十二篇。
Let's first turn to Psalm 32.
诗篇的三十二篇。
Psalm 32.
第一节跟第二节。
Psalm 32 verses 1 and 2.
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪，这个人是有福的。第二节。
Verse 2.
凡心里没有诡诈，神不算为有罪，这个人是有福的。
Verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
这个第二节特别讲神不算为有罪，这个人是有福的。
Verse 2 specifically says, Blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity.
所以这个第一节跟第二节所谓的罪，这是指的在神面前的罪。
And so the transgressions and iniquities referred to in verses 1 and 2, talks about the sin before God.
因为在世界上人呢，大家都觉得自己没有罪。
Because everyone in the world feels that they have no sin.
所以他就不需要主耶稣。
And therefore they do not need Lord Jesus Christ.
我没有罪，我为什么要信耶稣
？If I have no sin, why should I believe in Jesus?
那这里说罪得赦免这个人是有福的。
Here it says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven."
为什么
？Why is that?
我们以前有提过，主耶稣提到罪，他用两个比喻。
When Jesus talked about sin, he used two parables.
第一个罪就是病。
The first is that sin is a sickness.
所以主耶稣说，有病的才用得着医生。
And that is why the Lord said, only those who are sick are in need of a physician.
他是在罪人的家里面讲的。
And he said that within the household of a sinner.
因为主耶稣很想去救他们。
And because the Lord wanted to save them.
他真的犯很多罪。
And because they were very sinful.
但是当时有一些自己觉得是义人。
But at the time, there were a few self-righteous people there.
他们就很不同意主耶稣这种做法。
And they disagreed with what the Lord did.
你如果是先知，你如果是义人，你怎么跑到罪人的家去？
They felt that if he was a prophet and a righteous person, why would he dwell in the house of sinners?
所以当时所谓的义人，就是跟罪人一刀两断，画得很清楚。
And so the righteous people at the time wanted to be clearly separated and distinct from the sinners.
主耶稣才说， 有病的才用得着医生。
That is why the Lord said only the sick are in need of a physician.
主耶稣讲那个医生就是他本身。
And the physician he's referring to is of course himself.
主耶稣讲那个病就是罪。
And the sickness he refers to is sin.
主耶稣来世界上一个最重要的目的在马太福音这样描写。
Now, one of the most important purposes of the Lord, of God coming into this earth is described in Matthew.
马太第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
我看第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
主耶稣来世界最重要的目的。
The purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this earth.
马太第一章。
It's Matthew chapter 1.
21节。
Chapter 1 verse 21.
你要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，他要把自己的百姓从罪里面救出来。
And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
可见如果没有主耶稣来啊，人的罪没有办法解决。
So we see that if the Lord Jesus did not come onto this earth, our sins, we cannot be saved from our sins.
没有主耶稣来，我们有一个病没有办法医治。
And if the Lord Jesus did not come down, we would have a sickness that has no cure.
这个病就好像那乃曼大元帅的麻风。
And this sickness would be similar to the leprosy that Commander Naaman had.
那个麻风病啊，慢慢一直在扩张。
And that leprosy continued to spread.
一下鼻子没有了。
And it infected the nose.
一下耳朵都烂掉了。
Infected the ears.
脚趾烂掉了。
And infected the toes.
那最后就是死。
And in the end, it results in death.
那人有这个病，有这个罪。
And so we have, as human beings, we have the sickness, sin.
所以虽然神用他的形象造人。
And so although God used his image to create us.
所以我们有这个病啊，看起来不像神。
And so because of our sickness, we do not reflect the image of God.
所以你看那个麻木病的人，他如果病到很严重，看起来不像人。
And so when you see a person with a severe case of leprosy, they do not even resemble a human being.
没有鼻子，没有耳朵，还像人吗？
Because they lack an ear, they lack a nose, and it does not resemble anything like a human.
那这个我们人的罪啊，让人看起来不像神。
So likewise, our sins will allow us to not resemble God.
本来人有神的形象。
Originally, we had the image of God.
这个就是做人的尊贵跟价值。
This is our glory and our honor.
人有神的样式。
That we are created in the image of God.
现在罪啊，把这个人啊一部分烂掉了。
But now sin has wasted away the parts of us.
所以人就看起来不像神。
And therefore, we do not reflect the image and the glory of God.
不再尊贵，也在神面前不再有价值。
So we are no longer precious, nor are we valuable in the eyes of God.
那这个罪一直烂下去，好像那个病一直下去，最后就是死。
And the sin continues to eat away at us, just like a dreadful disease. In the end, it results in our death.
所以这个诗篇三十二篇说，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪，这个是有福。
And so that's why Psalm says, blessed are those whose sins are covered. Because that means that their sickness has been cured. And so let us not see someone as healthy from the appearance.
他里面可能是糖尿病、高血压、心脏病。肾脏病什么都有。
But they may be carrying a lot of diseases within.
我们人也是一样啊，看起来这个人很好。
And just like when we look at others, it may seem that the person appears to be fine.
那用圣经的这个标准一量，全身都是病。
Or rather, a person is good, but when we use the Bible standards to measure them, we find that they are full of sickness.
因为全身都是罪。
Because they are covered in sin.
那这个人不医不行啊，这个不医会死的。
And so if we don't cure this person, they will die.
所以这个赦免其过罪，这是有福的。
So blessed are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sins are covered.
就是病得医治。
Which means those whose sins have been, or sickness has been cured.
那主耶稣教导我们祷告。
And Lord Jesus taught us to pray.
祷告文说，免我们的债。
The Lord's prayer says, forgive us of our sins.
债 debt.
Forgive us of our debts.
这是在马太福音这样写。
This is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew.
那好像我们免了别人的债。
And as we have forgiven the debts of others.
但是到路加福音就不是这样写。
But it is recorded differently in the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音就说免我们的罪。
The Gospel of Luke says, forgive us of our sin, iniquities.
所以这个两个把它对照起来，主耶稣讲免我的债，就是免我的罪。
And so if we compare the two, we can allude that the debt that the Lord Jesus refers to is also the same as the sin.
那罪就是债。
And so sin is a form of debt.
所以我们现在看好多人很喜欢买东西都用信用卡。
So we see nowadays a lot of people like to purchase many items using their credit cards.
哇，马上有，那就很高兴。
And they're happy due to their instant gratification.
哦，那个用普通的邮寄还不够快，他再加钱，第二天就到了。
And they're not satisfied with just regular shipping, but they must have a second day shipping.
所以你看到第二天就拿到，哇，很高兴。
And so one or two day shipping, so the next day they would receive what they purchased, and they're very happy about it.
等到账单来，你就发现哦。这个越来越高啊，债欠的债越来越多。
But once they receive their bill, they realize that their debts are constantly increasing.
那这个债本身就是一种责任。
And that debt is a responsibility.
那债本身就是压力。
And that debt is also a form of pressure.
债本身就是一个重担。
And that debt is a form of burden.
所以我们这个基督徒啊，除了说买房子那可以抵税之外，最好不要欠债。
And so as Christians, other than buying a house which can have its tax write-off purposes, we should not be in debt.
有什么能力就过什么样的生活，不需要去羡慕，也不需要比较。
And as Christians, we should live according to our means and abilities, and we do not need to admire or others people's lavish lifestyles.
其实有神在我们心里，我们都很满足，就很幸福了。
For if the Lord Jesus is in our hearts, we are content and fully satisfied already.
那人会花很多的时间去买很多的东西，是因为他没有神。
And people will spend a lot of time and effort seeking out this worldly pleasures and things of this world because they do not have God in them.
所以没有神就要用这个物质这样很短暂那个刺激去满足自己。
And because they don't have God to satisfy them, they need to reach out to be satisfied by this world.
所以我们现在看欠每个人欠债累累。
And so we see that a lot of people are in severe debt.
你看美国的国债。
We look at the national debt.
催脸，英文叫催脸，好多，百一千亿。
It is up in the trillions of dollars.
因为现在的人，他已经享受超过他所能够负担的这个金额。
Because people have already enjoyed more than what they can afford.
对，欠债。
And so they are in debt.
那如果我们这一辈子没有还，
And so if we don't repay this debt in our lifetime,
我们就是在用我们孩子、我们孙子的财产。
Then we will be using the possessions of our sons and our grandsons.
因为将来一定要有人还了。
Because in the future, someone will have to repay that debt.
我们用过度的就是我们的下一代孙子要还了。
And if we overuse our means, then our next generation will have to repay it.
所以生活享受过度啊，超过我们能力的，这不是圣经的教训。
And so the biblical teaching is not to live outside of our means.
那这个罪就是债。
And sin is a debt.
你正在享受的时候很快乐。
When you're very happy when you're enjoying whatever it is.
如果犯罪很痛苦，没有人去犯罪了。
If sin was painful, no one would be committing it.
所以希伯来书里面说，摩西在王宫里面有最终之乐。
And so in Hebrews it describes Moses as enjoying the pleasures of the palace.
他不只是说快乐，像罪里面的快乐。
And he was enjoying the pleasures of the sinful pleasures in the palace.
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 11.
希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrews 11.
二十五节。
Hebrews 11, verse 25. Verse 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
这里讲好，最终之乐。
Here it talks about the passing pleasures of sin.
所以我们常常是为着快乐欠债。
And so oftentimes we owe debt due to our own gratification.
所以欠债就是罪的。
And so debt, when we refer to debt, is sin.
所以为着快乐而犯罪。
And so because of our, we want to gratify our pleasures, we commit sins.
所以我们现在看到好多的娱乐其实都在罪里面。
And so we see that much entertainment today is all involved with sin.
包括赌博。
Including gambling.
这个都在罪里面。
These are all pleasures, passing pleasures of sin.
那这个罪如果没有赦免。
And if this sin is not forgiven,
我们心里就有一个担子, 有一个压力。
Then there will be a burden in our hearts.
觉得很亏欠家人, 也很亏欠我们自己, 我们所爱的人, 很亏欠神。
And we will be feel indebted to our loved ones, our family, and God.
所以这个罪本身是不好的。
And so sin itself is evil.
那说罪得赦免, 这是有福了。
But blessed is the one whose sins are forgiven and covered.
我们来看罗马书的第四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
看这个罪是怎么得赦免。
And let us see how the sin can be forgiven.
罗马书第四章。
Romans 4.
第三节。
Romans 4 verse 3.
第四章第三节
Romans chapter 4 verse 3
经上说的是什么 亚伯拉罕因信神 这就算为他的义 第四节
Verse 4
做工的得工作不算恩典 是该得的 第五节
Verse 5
唯有不做工的只信称罪人为义的 神就算 他的信就算为义 第六节
6
正如大卫在那行为以外 蒙神算为义人的算是有福的第七节。他说得赦免其过遮盖迟罪是有福的第八节。如此看这个福是单加给受割礼的人也不也是加给那未受割礼的吗？这里在讲在这里啊大 罗马书 就引用我们刚刚读的诗篇
yeah, Romans uses the verse in Psalms that we had read earlier
第六节说 在行为以外蒙神算为义人这是有福的
Verse 6 it says that the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works
这个是什么意思
What does that mean?
因为在旧约时代 要守摩西的律法才是义人
Because in the Old Testament times, those who were considered righteous were those who adhered to the Mosaic Law.
这个守律法就是行为。
And those who adhered to it did it by obeying in works.
也就是说每一条你都要做,你才是义人。
Which means they abided by every regulation in order to be considered righteous.
但这不可能。
This is impossible.
你犯一条就是犯众条。
Because if you break one, you break them all.
你一生犯一条就是罪人。
And so if you break just one of these, you will be considered a sinner for life.
不是律法不好。
It is not that the law is bad.
是人守不来。
But rather that people cannot keep them.
那这样人就没有希望了。
And so does that mean that people no longer have any hope?
因为你一生至少会犯一条。
Because you will commit at least one in your life.
所以这里说,在行为以外,神不看我们的行为。
And so that's why here it says, apart from works, because God does not look at our works.
那你只要信耶稣,接受洗礼,就称我们为义。
If you believe in him and are baptized, then you will be accounted for righteousness.
这个称我们为义就是称我们没有罪。
Accounted for righteousness, meaning that we are considered without sin.
就是赦免我们的债。
Which means that our debt will be forgiven.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is grace.
你过去还不了的债, 现在一笔勾销, 不要了,
the debt that you could never repay back then is now wiped away and you have a clean slate.
称义就是医我们的病。
And to be considered righteous is to have our sickness cured.
过去你怎么医都医不好, 现在信耶稣都好了, 没有病。
That their past illness that could not be curable, now believing in Christ, it is cured.
所以我们就不再有担子, 不再有压力。
So we no longer have any burdens, we no longer have any pressure.
良心很清洁。
And our conscience is very pure.
所以这个叫做恩典。
And so this is God's grace.
这个恩典没有忧虑。
And this grace comes with no sorrow.
神称我们做义人。
And God will consider us righteous.
那称义以后,
And so when we're accounted for righteousness,
神要随时帮助我们。
God will always be there to help us.
我们看希伯来书第四章。
Now let's read Hebrews chapter 4.
15节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15.
希伯来书四章的十五节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。16节。所以我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座，为着要蒙怜恤、蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。我们常常会觉得自己很软弱。
We may feel that we're very weak.
哦，这我们活越久越会这样感觉。
And the longer we live, the more we feel that way.
好，那有时候我们跟人讲哦。别人你没有办法帮忙。
And when we try to explain our weaknesses to others, the others they don't seem to be able to help.
那有时候我们也不敢跟人讲。
But many times we're afraid to tell others of our weaknesses.
因为怕造成他的压力。
And because we're afraid to lay our burdens upon them.
哦，所以有时候父母有什么困难，你不敢跟小孩子讲。
And so many times when parents are going through any difficulties, they don't tell their children.
因为他觉得小孩子已经很忙，压力很大，不敢。
Because they feel that the children are already pressured enough already.
那有时候我们自己有什么压力、软弱啊？也不敢跟配偶讲。
And when we are encountering any kind of a pressure or burden, we choose not to tell our spouses.
因为我们知道有时候配偶他也没有办法帮忙，他自己都有很多问题。
Because we feel that our spouse also have their own worries, and they don't really have the energy to deal with ours.
当我们罪得赦免之后，我们就发现有一个帮助。
But when our sins are forgiven, we will feel that there is a helper.
就是主耶稣。
That is the Lord Jesus Christ.
15节说，他不是不能够体恤我们的软弱。
15 it says he is not one who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses.
主耶稣能够体恤我们的软弱。
The Lord Jesus can sympathize with our weaknesses.
为什么？
Why?
因为他也做过人呐。
For he was also a human before.
他不是做国王啊。
And he was not a king.
他是做木匠的儿子。
But he was the son of a carpenter.
狐狸有洞，飞鸟我巢，我没有放枕头的地方。
Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the son of man has no place to lay his head.
他生活比我们现在更简单啊。
And he lived a even simpler life than we do.
他是最孤单的人。
He was the loneliest person on the planet.
他门徒也不能了解。
And whatever he spoke to his disciples, they sometimes cannot understand.
没有比他更孤单。
And there's not a more lonely person in the world.
他的这个精神的那种压力很大。
And that emotional kind of pressure was great.
他爱门徒，但是门徒为30块银子把他卖掉。
And he loved his disciples to the end, but yet one of them betrayed him with 30 pieces of silver.
那这个苦有多苦？
And how painful is this kind of suffering?
再来，钉十字架有多苦？
And how painful is the suffering on the cross?
这个我们都没有经验过。
And this is something that none of us will ever have to experience.
所以我们人生啊，不论是肉体、心灵、灵性软弱。
So in our life, not only do we have weaknesses in our flesh, in our mind, in our hearts.
主耶稣能够体恤我们的软弱。
And in our spirits, but the Lord Jesus, he can sympathize with our weaknesses.
因为他也做过人。
Because he was also a man himself.
那他做大祭司要做什么？
So what does he do as a high priest?
16节。
Verse 16.
我们坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座，就是他做大祭司替我们祈求。
And he is a high priest because we can come before him boldly to the throne of grace.
然后施恩的宝座，就是神所在的地方，要从神得到怜恤蒙恩惠做帮助。
And the throne of grace where God resides, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以我们发现呢，当我们罪得赦免之后，主耶稣就随时随地在为我们祷告。
So we'll discover that once our sins are forgiven, the Lord Jesus is constantly interceding for us.
我们只要亲近他，他就会做我们的帮助。
And if we draw closer to him, he will be our helper in times of need.
所以罪得赦免确实一个很大的恩典。
And so it is indeed a wonderful grace when our sins are forgiven.
这是诗篇讲的，有福的人。
And this is what the Psalm describes as a blessed person.
我们再回来看另外一个福气。
Let's turn back and look at the other blessing.
诗篇第一篇。
Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一篇。
Psalm 1.
第二节跟第三节。
Psalm 1 verses 2 and 3.
我喜爱神的律法， 昼夜思想，这个人便为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
你从第一节读，英文的不太一样。
Verse 1 in the English version, Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
这个英文啊，要从第一节跟第二节一起读才看得出来。
And in the English version, we have to read verses 1 and 2 to get a better understanding.
他说什么样的人是有福的。
It says, what kind of a person is a blessed person?
从消极上来讲哈，他不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
From a passive standpoint, the one who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
但是从正面来想，他昼夜喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想。
But from an active standpoint, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
那这个两个是有互相有关系的。
So these two perspectives are related.
我们常常看那个佛教徒，有时候包括天主教也是一样。边走路有一个念珠这样一直在动。
We can often see Buddhist monks or even Catholics when they're walking, they often do some kind of they carry some kind of bead and perform the rituals.
那为什么手一直动？
And why do they continue to move the beads in their hands?
就是他心里一直在想，像佛教一直在想，他有一句话，他一直想。他一直想那一句话，就是避免那个邪恶的思想进到里面。
And for the Buddhists, they continue to move the beads in their hands because they keep their mind focused on their Buddhist teaching so that evil thoughts cannot enter their mind.
那有一天你如果这个丢掉了，或者没有在想那一句话，邪念就跑进来。
And so one day, if you don't carry that, if you lost the bead, or if you don't recite the teachings in your head, then the evil spirits may enter.
所以这个对克制我们邪恶的思想啊，不是有帮助。
And so this is not a very good way to help stifle our these evil spirits and thoughts.
所以第二节就要提供我们另外一个方法。
And so in verse 2, it gives us another alternative.
喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想，这个人就有福。
It says, blessed is he who delights in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
为什么会昼夜想神的话？
Why would he meditate day and night?
因为我们喜爱神的话。
Because we delight in the law of the Lord.
所以我们就昼夜思想神的话。
Therefore we meditate upon it day and night.
那为什么我们会喜爱神的话？
And why would we delight in the law of the Lord?
圣经给我们很多的教训。
Because the Bible gives us many important teachings.
神的话是脚前的灯，路上的光。
God's word is a light to my a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path.
主耶稣说，我讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Lord Jesus says that His words are spirit and they are life.
我们大家都有这个经验。
We've all had this experience before.
有时候你看报纸，你很详细看，大小全部都看。
Sometimes when you're reading the paper, very newspaper, very meticulously and reading every article.
有的人没时间做。早上读一遍，下午温习一遍，晚上睡觉再复习一遍。
And some people, when they have nothing to do and they're bored, they read the paper, they glance over the paper in the morning, and then they reread it in the afternoon, and again at night.
想一想，你到底得到什么？
And so in the end, what do you actually gain from doing all that reading?
世界上有什么东西是好的？
What good is there in this world?
没有。
There is none.
这是说那个，我们好奇心啊，或者无聊。
But many times we do it because of either curiosity or because of simple boredom.
但是啊，我们在想神的话就不一样。
But when we think about, we meditate upon the words of God, it is different.
我常常在坐飞机啊。
And I often travel, so I fly a lot.
坐飞机都有电影可以看。
There's they play a lot of movies on the planes.
所以你就不去到电影院，里面都有电影可以看。
And so you don't have to go to theaters. They bring the movie right to you, in your seat on the plane.
我曾经试过，从旧金山坐到伦敦十个钟头，一直看电影看到那里。
I tried once before taking a 10-hour flight from San Francisco to London, and I watched the movie all the way there.
我要试试看为什么人喜欢看。
And I wanted to experiment to see why people enjoyed watching movies so much.
那我回来的时候。
And so on my return flight back,
我就不看了, 除了睡觉就看圣经,
and other than sleeping and reading the Bible, I did nothing else.
Oh,
and then I felt a very great difference.
Oh, 所以诸位你可以试试看,
and so perhaps we can all try this.
有一个月,你都不要祷告, 不要读圣经, 天天就是娱乐, 看电影,
and so for 1 month, stop praying and stop reading the Bible, but just spend that month enjoying yourself with all kinds of pleasures in this world.
好,
and then the next month,
你把电视关一个月,
turn off your television for the entire month.
有空就是读圣经,
and when you have any spare time, just read the Bible and pray.
试一个月看看,
and try that for a month.
真的是不一样,
you'll feel a great difference.
当我花越多的时间在读神的话,
when I spend more time reading the words of God,
我们从神的话里面得到很大的感动,
and we receive, we are moved and touched by His words.
从神的话得到很大的安慰,
and we receive a lot of comfort from the scripture.
神的话都是正面的,
and His words are always positive and encouraging.
从神的话得到很大的力量,
and we therefore receive strength from His words.
所以真的是有帮助,
and so it truly does help us.
那再加上祷告,
and if we add prayer to that,
有一种力量在里面,
and we feel a form of power within.
所以这里才讲啊, 说喜爱神的话, 昼夜思想, 这个人是有福啦,
and that's why it says, blessed is he who delights in the law of the Lord, and he meditates day and night.
那这个福是什么?
So what is this blessing?
第四节,
verse 4.
第三节,
verse 3.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁, 按时候结果, 叶子也不清脆, 凡他所做的尽都顺利。
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
一棵果树的价值在哪里?
What is the value in a fruit tree?
就是它会结果子。
It's because it can bear fruit.
一个人的价值在哪里?
So what is the value of a person?
真的不是他所开的车子,
it's not in the vehicle or car he drives.
也不是他住的房子,
it's not in the house that he or she dwells in.
也不是名片上打那个头衔,
it's not the title within their business card.
这个都是包装啊,
these are all wrappings around them.
这是外在的, 是给人看的,
these are all external things that for others to look at.
我们人好像一棵树,
but we are like a tree.
一个人的价值在乎他能不能结果子。
And a person's true value lies in whether or not he or she can bear good fruit.
这个果子就是实际生活一种好的行为。
And this fruit is the manifestation of our daily good deeds.
这个果子也可以指着主耶稣的品德。
And this fruit can also refer to the virtues of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他很公义, 很圣洁,
he is just and he is holy.
他很怜悯, 很信实,
he is merciful and faithful.
他很谦卑, 很温柔,
he is humble and compassionate.
这个就是果子,
and these are the fruit.
那这个就是人的价值,
and this is also the value of a person.
所谓人的价值在神看起来, 这个就代表人的价值。
And so the worth of a person is measured in the eyes of God.
好，那怎么一个人能够这样改变呢？
So how can a person transform like in this way?
就是他要常常去想神的话。
He must constantly meditate upon God's words.
使他的心能够透过神的话跟神紧紧连在一起。
And so that his heart, can, because of God's words, can be closely connected to God.
那神的生命在他里面成长。
And God's life will spring forth within him.
然后他的生活, 他的生命会改变。
And then his life will be truly transformed.
那这样叫做有福的人。
And this is what is considered a blessed man.
为什么这样的有福的人呢?
So why is this considered blessed?
第六节,
verse 6.
因为神知道义人的道路, 罪人的道路却是必灭亡。
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
我们看挪亚当时的世代,
when we look at the times of Noah,
圣经说他整天所想都是恶。
The Bible says that everyone in the world had evil thoughts all the time.
他的行为也败坏了。
And then it also describes the people's deeds as very corrupted.
行为败坏之前是因为想思想罪恶。
And their actions were corrupted because they first had evil thoughts.
等到他已经结出这个恶的果子出来,
and when they have already bore this evil fruit,
神说他的尽头已经来到。
And God says their time is now here.
所以我们要知道，我们这个社会这个时代的尽头已经快来到。
So we must know that our time is almost here.
那个地震、天灾、龙卷风，一大堆灾难一直过来。
Many of the natural disasters and the earthquakes, the tornadoes, and other pestilences are constantly occurring.
如果从圣经来讲，这会越来越严重的。
And if we according to the Bible, these disasters will get worse and worse.
因为这是主耶稣再来的预兆。
And for this is the this is what will happen before the second coming of Christ.Why is that?
因为人的尽头已经来了。
Because the end time of a human race is near.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为人整天所想都是恶，人的行为也是恶。
Because our thoughts day in and day out are those evil things.
但是在这个时代里面，是谁有真正的盼望呢？
But in this time, who has the true hope?
就是喜爱神的话。昼夜思想。
It is those who delight in the law of the Lord and meditate in His law day and night.
这样的人是神所认识的。
This is a person that the Lord knows.
所以这第六节说，神知道他的道路。
And He recognizes and He knows the way of the righteous.
啊，什么叫做神知道？
What does it mean the Lord knows?
所谓神知道啊，就是表示他的道路是神所肯定的。
The Lord knows, meaning that their path is affirmed by God.
所以这样的人哦，你一直看，看到最后结果一定是好的。
And so if you continue following this person's way, you can see that they will have a good ending.
所以诗篇说，有福的人是谁？
And so in the Psalms it says, who is a blessed person?
第一个
，first，
罪得赦免的。
Those whose sins are forgiven.
第二个
，the second，
喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想。
Those who delight in the law of the Lord and meditates upon it day and night.
这样就是有福的人。
And this is considered a blessed person.
这个福让人富足又没有忧虑。
And this blessing will cause one to be rich without sorrow.
这是值得我们追求的。
And this is something that we need to strive for.
我们来唱诗。
Now let us sing hymn.
256.
256.